there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're surely glad you've joined us for the broadcast today, and we hope you'll enjoy the broadcast. You'll have your pencil and paper handy. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good music. We're always glad to hear the message of the gospel in song. And I'm always glad to hear from Bible clubbers. I'll tell you, it's a very great encouragement and blessing to hear from boys and girls and from grown-ups, sometimes grandmas and grandpas, who write to encourage us in the ministry, and we're so thankful for that. Last week, I think I read you a letter from South Carolina and one from Ohio. Today, would you like to hear one from California? Dear Aunt Carolyn, we had the pleasure of hearing your great program again today, and we love your great Bible stories and love to hear those dear children sing. They are just great. We love to hear them sing praises to our wonderful Lord. Isn't that a good letter? How good it is that boys and girls can be a blessing even while they're young. And then here's one from a young man in Alabama. Dear Aunt Carolyn, my name is John. I'm 6 years old. I'm a new listener to your Bible program on WGIB. Dead flies cause the ointment to stink. That was the answer to the Bible question. I live in Birmingham. Keep encouraged. Well, bless your heart. And that's the kind of letters that do encourage us. Both this one from California and Alabama are great encouragements to our hearts. We hope you'll pray every day for this faith ministry of reaching boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope you'll write to us and let us know what station you hear us on, so we know that the gospel is really getting out and really being heard. And then we hope that if God lays it on your heart, you'll help support financially this ministry. God bless you. And now, here's the choir again. Amy loved the flowers. She knew God had made everyone. Oh, she loved those delicate little pansies with their pixie faces peeking out every morning at her. Oh, they reminded her of the joy that she had in the Lord Jesus Christ and the abundant life that came through knowing Him as her own personal Savior. Then there were the phlox, those darling little flowers with many colors, and every one with a perfect star in the middle. God's faithfulness showed in every single one, for He never forgot to put that star in a one of them. What a delight it was to look inside the fence and out. And then there were the morning glories and the floor clocks. She didn't like them so well, 'cause they only bloomed a part of the day instead of standing up faithful forever as the other flowers were. But she did love her flowers so much. Amy's flowers were not the delicate varieties pampered in a greenhouse or coddled in the florist's refrigerator. Hers were real flowers growing on the farm, weathering storms and dry spells and enriching lives with their color and beauty. Take the lilacs, for instance. Amy played around the bushes in the summer and sledded over them in the winter when they became self-appointed snow fences and the drifts piled up the side. They didn't seem to need tending, but they burst forth every spring in their fresh new lavender dress. Hundreds of tiny buds formed the huge flowers on the end of the branches. When spring came, they brightened the hearts and the rooms of the sick when Mama went on her missions of mercy. On Sunday mornings, big bouquets in Mama's best vase adorned the altar in front of the pulpit in the little country church. Tight fistfuls were proudly presented to the schoolteacher to grace her desk in a quart ball canning jar. Oh, the lilacs! What an expression of love and care and tenderness! Yet perhaps their greater contribution lay in the fact that the hedge was planted so as to hide from view the chicken yard and the other farmyard sites which the family appreciated and honored as part of their life and livelihood, but which were also given the respect of privacy. That is, Amy and Mama and Aunt Margaret could do the washing or shell peas on the back porch and enjoy the lilacs there instead of the less attractive things. Yet the lilacs stood as a constant reminder that in our lives there must be duties and work and responsibilities which are necessary and profitable, yet not so pleasurable or glamorous. Yet God can give grace for these tasks if we're faithful. He can clothe them with His beauty so that even the hardest jobs are satisfying and rewarding. Amy didn't talk much about the rose. Neither did Mama. It stood year after year by the corner of the house and seemed almost like something sacred. It was Grandmother's small white rose. She'd brought it with her on the long journey to the prairie homestead. It had weathered many a hard winter and a hot, dry summer, and if roses could talk, it would have had stories to tell. A piece of it also grew on Grandmother's grave out in the cemetery. Alone it stood by the small gray tombstone. Neither blizzard nor drought, sleet nor hail had conquered that beautiful little rose. It was more than a monument to Grandmother's Christian character and womanhood. That delicate white rose trembling in the wind spoke gently of the Savior's purity and holiness. Yet that purity was Amy's through faith in Christ's cleansing blood. Softly Mama half-breathed, half-sang, "Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, precious Redeemer, pure as Thou art." And the rose thrust its roots deeper into the ground, each wind, each storm making it stronger and able to stand. "Oh, Amy," spoke Mama, "don't ask for an easy path. Ask God for strong shoulders to do a job for Him and be faithful in whatever path He chooses for you." Amy's heart was full, and the older she grew, the more she realized her responsibility to God. How deeply it was impressed upon her heart when she read of the Oriental perfumes. The shop of Omar Khayyam in Cairo was world famous for its fine perfumes. The shelves were lined with lovely glass bottles, and each perfume was presented to guests to smell its enchanting fragrance and loveliness. This was no imitation perfume. This would not evaporate into the air. This was real. It was expensive because it was pure oil from the blossoms. 500 acres of lush flowers grew in an oasis outside Cairo to produce these lovely perfumes. In fact, 350 fresh flowers had to be crushed to make just 1 ounce of essence. All those lovely blossoms were crushed and destroyed to make the sweet fragrance to bring pleasure to people. On the other hand, through their fragrance they gave much more lasting beauty than they would have if they'd just stayed on the stem and withered in a few days. Jesus said, "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." That verse seemed to speak to Amy. If she knew her heart, she wanted the traits of Christian character that she'd seen represented in the clover and the lilacs and the rose. But she also wanted to lay down her life for Christ's service. She wanted to be crushed to self and become a precious fragrance to her Savior, a servant yielded to His will. And boys and girls, Christ is calling you too. First to salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then willing service to Him. Won't you yield your life a living sacrifice to do His will? Oh, He may call you to the mission field, or teaching, or preaching, or evangelism, or another job. But whatever it is, you can be what you ought to be by yielding your will to His. Won't you do that today? And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.